Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, and from Northwestern North Carolina to wherever you are across the World Wide Web, you have reached this January the 31st edition of Team Liberty Radio with your host, Shane LaCroix. And I'm telling you, folks, we're going to have an interesting at least 30 minutes, possibly maybe more, as we dip into the issue that is going around America this day. Our main topic of discussion today will be the FBI looking to indict Hillary Clinton over emails. That's going to be the heart of our show today. I'm going to hit on a few different topics beforehand. And the first being the what I've seen of the video of the death of LaVoie Finchcomb. He was one of the guys the media wants to call militia, along with one of Mr. Bundy's sons. As you remember, Mr. Bundy's farm was taken by the Bureau of Land Management. The land has been in their family over 100 years. Well, they had supposedly said that Mr. Finchcomb had killed him. This, if you watch the video footage of this and slow it down where you can watch it, you can clearly see that this was a murder by the local law enforcement and FBI. Yes, that's right. I said a murder by the FBI and local law enforcement. Folks, if you get a chance, watch the footage, slow it down, watch it slowly. As I've been watching this since this matter out in Oregon come out, these people, along with Mr. Bundy, Mr. Finchcomb, did not threaten anybody. It was a peaceful protest. But the FBI and local law enforcement murdered this man. If you watch the police footage of his death, you'll see that this footage leaves a lot of unanswered questions. If you watch the original video, you will see that it's hard to make out exactly what happened in the final moments before the rancher was murdered by the FBI agents and local, law enforcement. But if you look at the enhanced and zoomed-in video, you can see what happens. As you can see when the footage first starts, you can clearly see that Mr. Finchcomb, if I'm saying his name wrong, I apologize, folks, that he had both hands in his air and is flanked in the front and in the rear by law enforcement. As the video continues, you can see that both arms suddenly drop. And there has been several debates on what has happened. But if you look at it, you can see that at the 8-second mark, his arms go down, and this is where the confusion is, but some will say that as he's reaching down to his right hand to get a gun, which is what the mainstream media wants us to believe, but if you look at this slow-down, zoomed-in version, you can see that simply is clutching his chest out of reaction of being shot by the agent on the right side of him. You can clearly see from his posture, he is slightly lurched forward with knees bent, which would go along with him being the theory that he was reacting to being shot. Then as he circles to the left where the shot's pulling him, the FBI agents and local law enforcement shoot several more times before he collapses to the ground. Folks, I want you to watch this video and see what is going on. This is a very shame that it is happening here, that we have a murder that has took place out in Oregon and our mainstream media is covering it up and trying to say that he was reaching for a gun, but when you clearly see by the zoomed in and enhanced police footage that he was murdered. Okay, on the next topic we're going to talk about, I'd like to thank everyone that has been listening to this show and viewed our website. The growth of this show is beyond my wildest dreams. I would like to thank everyone that has listened to my show, either live or through the podcast, and the people that have viewed my websites. We have grown dramatically thanks to you. I want to say thank you, thank you. And I'm just going to go ahead and throw out the website address. It's www.teamliberty1776.wordpress. The listeners, last year, from when I started Team of the Year, we only had 403 views. And as of right before the show, I checked and we're at 464. So you have completely blown my website up, and I'd like to thank you if it wasn't for you and the grace of God blessing me so much. This would not be possible. And with the continued success of the show and website, I have made a decision that I am going to try to have at least two articles out a week. I'm going to still have one out on Sunday, and then and I'm going to have another article out on Wednesday or Thursday. If time permits, I'm going to try to put out three articles for a week, but I can guarantee you, listeners, that I am going to have at least two articles out a week. Y'all have made this possible, that my show on here and the website has grown. Let me rephrase that. You, listeners, and the glory to God above, as he led me to do this, and this is his plan for me. And I want to say thank you to him for giving me the ability to do this. And also thank you, the listener, for believing in me and helping my show grow. Let's get the word out and spread it more about the show and the website. Thank you. Thank you. And as of tomorrow, February the 1st, we will have the kickoff for the presidential debate with the Iowa caucus. I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction for how it's going to turn out. On the Republican side, you're going to have a win by Donald Trump with Ted Cruz and Rand Paul nipping on his heels. And on the Democrat side, my prediction, we're going to have a dead heat between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. And I got a feeling, folks, this is tying into what our main topic is. Hillary's boat may be getting ready to sink. More on that after the show, after the break. But I'm going to take a quick break right before we get the main subject. I'd like to have you call in. It is area code 845-277-9109. And I hear your questions or comments on the subject of today's call about the FBI looking to indict Hillary Clinton over emails, or you can visit our teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. The article went up right before the show. It's FBI says we'll go public if Attorney General Lynch does not indict Hillary Clinton and Senator A. Schumer Abedin. But we will hit that after the quick break. We'll be right back. Welcome back, folks. And what we are talking about is the FBI looking to indict Hillary Clinton over emails and also maybe her senior aide. I'm going to be taking phone calls in the last 5 minutes of the show. We may be going into overtime, folks, with this subject. But this is something that is very, very, very important. Hillary should have been brought up on charges, and it looks like the FBI is finally going to play ball. If they don't get the indictment by the Attorney General Loretta Lynch, they're going to release all the public documents that they can, and I hope that they do. We can see how corrupt she is. Everybody knows that Hillary is corrupt. Well, let me rephrase that. The majority of people know she's corrupt. There's a lot of people that are waking up. But what started this off was last Monday, the former House Majority Leader, Tom DeLay, was on the Steve Melsberg show, and he was said that the FBI is ready to indict former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on criminal charges related to over 1,300 classified documents stored on a private email server. He was quoted as saying they're ready to recommend an indictment, and they also say that if the Attorney General does not indict, they are going public. One way or another, either she's going to be indicted or the process begins, or we will try her in the public eye with her complaint. Well, folks, if they do bring her into a public eye and they try her, this is going to kill her campaign, which I hope it does. I hope it does, because Hillary is going to be Obama 2.0. She's going to push the same agenda that he has got and go 10 to 100 times worse than she is. I did not like her husband, Bill Clinton, as his president. I do not like Hillary. So I hope the FBI is not just blowing smoke here. And I hope they do force Obama's hand and make Obama's Attorney General Loretta Lynch indict her. If there is not a diamond, I can guarantee you when the FBI does get public with these emails, there will be some, probably in the terms of Watergate level resignations here. But during that show where Tom DeLay was on Steve Melsberg's show, Mr. Melsberg also talked with the former Attorney General Michael, and I'm probably going to mispronounce his last name, Mukasey, M-U-K-A-S-E-Y. He said Obama may direct Lynch not to indict Clinton. Well, if he does that, there is going to be a lot of resignations. And his main part, he said, the fact is that the president can direct the Attorney General not to bring charges. The Attorney General works for the president, and the president can order that. Although I can't believe that you wouldn't get people resigning in the wake of something like that, the same way that they did at the time of Nixon and Watergate. And that was from the former Attorney General, Mike Mukasey. Also, a California Congressman Darrell Issel, who previously led an investigation into Benghazi, is also a former chairman of the House Oversight Committee, says the FBI would like to indict both Hillary and her senior aide, Huma Abedin, for conducting sensitive government business on an unsecure private email server. He was quoted as saying, "I think the FBI director would like to indict both Huma and Hillary as we speak." I think he's in a position where he's being forced to triple time make a case of what would otherwise be what they call a slam dunk, Issel said. In this, he was referring to the FBI director, James Comey, who previously told the Senate Judiciary Committee he would conduct a competent, honest, and independent probe into Clinton's handling of classified information during her tenure as Secretary of State. But it came out Friday also that on CNN, the Communist News Network, that the State Department has deemed 22 of the emails as top secret and national security. What they're doing by that, in my opinion, is that they are going to they are doing that to cover their own tracks, and they're trying to get as many of that stuff classified, even though it is Freedom of Information Act has been enacted, they are not fulfilling. And the federal judge has told them to do that. They had until sometime in February to get them out and produce them. But so far they haven't. We'll see where this goes. But I tell you folks, this is very, very, very damaging to Hillary Clinton and her campaign as president. And I'd love to see her go down, folks. But approximately 100 FBI special agents are assigned to an investigation that will determine if the former Secretary of State violated a subsection of the Espionage Act related to gross negligence in handling government documents. Dozens of agents were required to sign a non-disclosure form before examining classified information and trying to determine whether commingling of the Clinton Foundation and the State Department business violated public corruption laws. Well, folks, it did. And I will say this. They need to indict her. She needs to be found guilty, just like General Petraeus did the exact same thing. And he was found guilty of this. Of course, Petraeus didn't get any prison time because of it. But Hillary deserves prison time. Instead of Hillary for president 2016, it should be Hillary for prison 2016. I just had a caller on the line and they dropped off as I notated I was going to call at the end of the show. If you're still listening, caller from area code 419, please call back. I'll take your call as soon as you come back on the air, as soon as you call back in. But folks, this is very important. We need for the FBI to indict Hillary. We need the Attorney General to. We need the FBI to keep pushing the Attorney General to indict Hillary and Huma Abedin. Because both of them are guilty, as old saying, Southern saying from where I'm at, both of them are guilty as homemade sin, and they should be tried for espionage and mishandling of national security documents. But, folks, let's get behind this. Let's start pushing this. I hope the FBI does indict her. I'm going back to some more reading right here. This comes from Bill Hoffman of Newsmax, and he is typing on his article on Newsmax that says it's breaking. This is it, FBI to arrest Hillary. some huge news. If Tom DeLay, a former U.S. House Majority Leader, is right, it could mean that Hillary's campaign is coming to an end. And this is basically a saying it quotes what I've already said before, that DeLay said that he has friends that are in the FBI and they're ready to indict Huma and Hillary. They are ready to recommend an indictment. They say if the Attorney General does not indict, they're going public. This, of course, has everything to do with the Clintons' private emails, private server, and whether or not she conducted confidential government business while she was Secretary of State. The facts are there to nab this criminal, so the FBI needs to pounce, and I hope they pounce quickly. And the Obama House of Cards, it looks like it's getting ready to crumble. But with that snake in the grass as president, I look for him to throw every roadblock out to stumble the FBI on this matter. Because he's going to do everything he can to keep his house of cards from crumbling and falling down upon him. Let's go over here to this article by WorldNet Daily that I found. And this is another quote from Dan Issa, the California representative. You can't have 1,300 highly sensitive emails that contain highly sensitive material that's taken all or in part from classified documents and have it be an accident, Issa said, the newspaper reported. There's no question she knew she had a responsibility and she circumvented it. And she circumvented it a second time when she knowingly let highly classified material get onto emails in unclassified format. Issel and DeLay's comments also follow an exclusive Fox News investigation that revealed Clinton had begun top secret intelligence passed through her home brew email server. The network obtained an unclassified letter by Intelligence Community Inspector General I. Charles Bakula III that shows Clinton's server contained intelligence known as Special Access Programs, or SAP. Folks, this is very damaging to her. And we'll see what goes with it right here. Excuse me for a second, folks. I will As you can tell, I'm sick with the cold. I'm doing my best to do the show. And this is also a comment from the Inspector General. He said, to date, I have received two sworn declarations from one intelligent community element. These declarations cover several dozen emails containing classified information determined by the IC element to be at the confidential, secret, and top secret SAP levels, said in the January 14th IG letter to lawmakers with oversight of the intelligence community and State Department. According to the declarant, these documents contain information derived from classified IC element sources. So, folks, if you got the Inspector General saying these emails contain highly sensitive information, then there needs to be something done just to Hillary and Huma Abedin, as was done to General Petraeus. But this time, throw her a prison sentence, and I do throw both of prison sentence, and I do not mean in some five-star resort for criminals, for federal criminals. I mean, she needs to be in Fort Leavenworth. Both of them need to be in Fort Leavenworth, or The Superbacks prison in Denver, outside of Denver, Colorado, or the one up in Terre Haute, Indiana. They need to serve time. They need to serve prison time for what both of them done right here. We'll just watch and see how this goes down. It's going to be interesting. But it looks like Hillary's finally going to go down. She thought she's invincible. Well, we're going to see how invincible she is. Because I believe the FBI is finally going to do something. Now, I will leave with a leave off with a from a quote from Daryl Issa, where Issa said that FBI Director James Comey would have an uphill battle to get the Obama administration to prosecute Clinton, even with a slam dunk case. I've worked with both the last Attorney General and this Attorney General, and I really don't believe they'll do it, Issa told the newspaper. And when he says that, he does not mean that the FBI won't push for an indictment. He means that Loretta Lynch and the Obama administration will not do the indictment like they're supposed to. Well, what the FBI needs to do is arrest the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, and Barack Obama, and charge both of them with treason if they will not indict Hillary Clinton over this and Schuma a bit. They need to charge both of them with treason and prisoners under the Constitution. Those two, if they do or not indict Hillary Clinton, in my opinion, are committing treason, so they both need to be arrested. But go ahead, going back to what Daryl Issa said, doing it by definition would end her run for presidency. Well, I hope it does end her run for president. We got a quick caller out here. We're going on to overtime so we can take this caller. But we're going to go on and take this caller. A caller from 8685. How are we doing today?
Doing good. How about you?
Doing well. With this cold kicking my butt, I'm still alive and kicking.
I understand that. I actually didn't have a comment. I had a couple of questions for you, and I'd just like to hear your comments on it and get your opinion on it, and then I'll just go ahead and log back off. Just a couple of questions. With the Republican national debate last week, there's a big question about whether the absence of Donald Trump hurt his chances, and I'd like to hear your opinions on that, and also I'd like to get your opinion on who you think won the Republican national debate last, I think it was Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, and if Trump doesn't get it, who you think may be the front runner? And I will have a lot of chief comment.
Okay, and I will be glad to answer them questions. We are going into overtime, folks, and we've got less than 30 seconds in the show. I'm going to answer them questions from our caller right here after the break. You can catch the rest of the show on the podcast or our call-in number, 845-277-9109. We will answer those questions after break. We'll be right back. We are back in this overdrive session of Team Liberty Radio, and we got a caller on the air that asked a couple of real good questions. And the first question I'm going to address first by Donald Trump not showing up for the debate, in my opinion, he took his ball home because Megan, I can't think of her last name, was hosting the debate, and he had a problem with her. He likes to bully people, And, well, when she bullied him, he didn't like it too good. So, yes, I do think that it did hurt him in the polls. And I'm going to have to go with a comment that I heard Rand Paul say. And he says that Donald Trump is a narcissistic blowhard. And the more I hear Donald speak, the more I am starting to agree with him. Now, I will give him credit. He is talking a good game. But let's see if he holds up to it. I do believe it will hurt him in the Iowa caucus and in the future debates by him skipping this one, by the future caucus voting. But I do see him winning the Iowa caucus. But I will say I do see Ted Cruz and Rand Paul nipping at his heels. And the second question about who I thought won the debate, to me, hands down, for the third or fourth debate in a row, I believe it was Rand Paul. Kicked Ted Cruz's, Marco Rubio's butt up there on stage. And if the people would get behind him like they got behind Trump, I believe Rand Paul could be the next president. Now, caller, I hope that answered your questions.
Oh, absolutely. Well, who else, if you had to pick like the top three, who would you choose?
I will go say number one, of course, is Rand Paul. Ted Cruz, number two. And then, even though I do think I have to agree with Rand Paul that he is narcissistic and a blowhard, Donald Trump is my number three. And it's not by elimination because I don't like Christie. I don't like Kasich. But Donald Trump is talking a good game, and he does have some good ideas. I don't agree with all of them. But that is my top three. Some will just disagree with it, but that's my top three as of right now.
Okay, well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And, folks, I'd like to thank you again for the success of my show. And I also like to give glory to the man upstairs, God, for giving me the ability to do this. Spread the word about the show and the website. Of course, the show is Team Liberty Radio. The website is www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. And go read the article. FBI says we'll go public if A.G. Lynch doesn't indict Hillary Clinton and senior aide Huma Abedin. We'll catch you next Sunday at 6 p.m. for your weekly dose of truth. This is Shane LaCroix signing off.